Today's shiur is a Masechta Avos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Shimon HaTzadik Hoya Mishiyorei Knesset HaGedoyla. Shimon HaTzadik was from the remnants of the Knesset HaGedoyla, which we mentioned in yesterday's shiur, that Ezra, on his return from Golus Bavel, had brought together the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla, consisting of 120 members. The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis wonders why was it called Loma Nikra Shmom Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla, and the answer is Shechziru Esa HaTor LeYosha. They brought back the crown to its previous glory, because Moshe had said in the Torah, Devorim Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hakel HaGodol HaGibor VaNoira, that the Rabbi Shalom is great and he's strong and he's awesome. Yirmiyo came along in Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Yud Ches and said, Nachrim Mekarkrim Becholoi Ayei Noroisav. The Goyim are dancing in the Heichel of the Beis HaMikdash. Where is the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch? And that's why Yirmiyah just said, Hakel HaGodol HaGibor, and not Noira. Daniel came along in Perek Tes Pasuk Dalet of Daniel and said, Nachrim Mishtabdim Bebonav Ayei Gvuroisav. The Nachrim are subjugating and ruling over the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is not doing anything. Ayik v'raisav, where is the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And therefore, he just said, HaGadol v'anoira, and he did not say HaGibor. However, the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla brought back the glory of Moshe, brought back the Ator L'Yoshna, and they said, Adarabba, just the opposite. Zeu gvuroisa, ve'ele noroisa. This is the awesomeness, this is the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can remain quiet and do nothing, and still keep Klal Yisrael from being destroyed altogether. Shel mole moroi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heich yucholu uma achas l'skayim bein ha'omas. How could Klal Yisrael, if not for the awesomeness and strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could Klal Yisrael exist amongst all the nations? As Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in his Siddur, that perhaps the greatest of all nisim is that Klal Yisrael has, there is no other nation in the world that has been persecuted like Klal Yisrael, and yet we remain in existence. Netzach Yisrael lo yishoker. And therefore in Nehemiah Perek Tes Pasuk Lamed Beis, we find that they said, the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla said, Hakel HaGodol HaGibor VaNoira, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had said. And therefore, Shimon HaTzadik Hoyo Mishiori, he was from the remnants of this Knesset HaGedoyla. He was the Achron. The Lashon of the Rav is, Shel Acher Shemesu Kulon Nishtayru HaKabbalah B'Yadi. After all the others died, the Mesoras HaTorah remained in the hands of Shimon HaTzadik. V'hu Hoyo Kohen Gadol Acher Ezra. He was a Kohen Gadol after Ezra. And he said, Hu Hoyo Oimer. He used to say, and we find this expression very often in Pirkei Avos, and the Rav explains, Kach Hoyo Margula B'Pumei. This is something he was rogel, he was used to say, tamid, always, consistently, v'chein kol rav ploini oimer, hu hoya oimer shabam sech nizu, wherever you find a rav is saying something, or it says, hu hoya oimer pirushan, what's the explanation? Hoya rogel loimer came tamid. He used to say this thing constantly throughout his life. I have also heard a different shot, that it doesn't necessarily mean that he said it with his mouth constantly, but rather, hu hoya, his havaya, his essence, his metzias. When you looked at him, when you looked at Shimon HaTzadik, you could see what he's about to say right now. And so throughout Pirkei Avos, hu hoya, his havaya, it used to call out oimer. And in the case of Shimon HaTzadik, al shloisha dvorim ha'olam oimer, the world rests on a tripod, on three great things. And they are ala Torah, val avoda, val gemilas chasad. And we find psukim that show us that the world exists on these three things. First, let us begin with Torah. In the schus of limud Torah, as Chazal say, in the Dorm Lamed Beis, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, gedoyla Torah. Torah is great. Shel mole Torah lo niskayim b'shamayim v'aretz. If not for Torah, the world would not exist. Shenamar, as it says in Yirmiyoh, im loy brisi yoyim avo laila chukas shamayim v'aretz loisamti. If not for my covenant day and night, I would not have given the laws of heaven and earth. If not for the Torah, in which we find in Yeshua lo yomish sefer haTorah zemi picho v'gisu b'yomim v'laila, that Yeshua is instructed to never forsake the Torah, and it should be constantly in his mouth day and night. If not for the Torah day and night, the world would cease to exist. Reb Chaim Volozhiner tells us that if there would be a case where the world would not have Torah for a split second, the world could not exist. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that there are different time zones in the world. And so, when a Jew in America is asleep, the Jew in Australia is learning Torah. When the Jew in Australia is asleep, the Jew in Eretz Yisrael is learning Torah. And so there's always constantly, throughout the 24 hours, someone in the world that is learning Torah. Because chas v'shalom, if there would not be, the world would cease to exist. The second item that the world rests on is avoda. And avoda means karbonis. The Rav tells us, el moli ma'amado yislein yiskayim v'shamayim v'arz. We have a Gemara in Tainus that says that if not for the representatives of Klal Yisrael who used to stand around the karbonis when they were sacrificed in the base of Migdash, the heaven and earth would cease to exist. And also, we find by Noach, because of the karbonis that he brought, Hashem swore that he would never bring a mabul on the world again. So we see that the world exists because of karbonis. Others say that avoda means kiyum hamitzvos bechlal. It doesn't refer to karbonis, but it refers to keeping all of the Torah and mitzvahs. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where we do not have any karbonis anymore, then the avoda shebelev, ezu avoda shebelev, have yomer zu tefillah, tefillah, which is the service of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in one's heart, that replaces the karbonis, and it is on tefillah, is one of the three legs of the tripod that the world exists on. If there would only be two legs, the world would cease to exist. We need all three. The final one is Va'al Gemilus Chasadim, as we find the Pasuk in Tilim Perik Peites, Oilam Chesed Yibaneh, that the world is existing on the Chesed, with Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Chesed includes L'Sameach Chasanim, L'Nachem Avelim, L'Vaker Cholim, U'V'Likbor Mason. And we find Chazal tell us that Gedoyla Gemilas Chasadim Yoiser Min Hatztaka. The Gemilas Chasadim is even greater than Staka. Why? Shatztaka b'memayne. Staka, one does it with his money. Gemilas Chasadim bein b'memayne bein begufoy. One does it with his money and with his physical body. Staka laniyim. Staka you can only do to aniyim. The Ashirim don't need it. But Gemilas Chasadim bein laniyim bein l'ashirim. You can do a chesed, a kindness, both to an poor person and to a rich one. Staka l'chayim, staka is to someone alive. U'gemilas chesed bein l'chayim bein l'meisim. And gemilas chesed you can do even when someone has passed away from this world. The Medrash Shmuel says that Shimon HaTzadik was trying to explain the three items that were mentioned in the first Mishnah from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Keneged Taira, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah said v'emidu tamidim harbe. Keneged avoda, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah said, Asu Siyogla Torah. Because as we explained, avoda can also mean the kiyum, the keeping of all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. So the Chachamim made a fence around the Torah to keep the mitzvahs HaTorah. And Keneged Gemilas Chasadim, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah said, Heaven Mesunim Badin. As the Medrash Shmuel says, She'en Gemilas Chasadim Gedoyla Kematzel Oshek Miyad Oishke. There is no greater chesed than to save the one who's being oppressed from the one who's trying to cheat him and take away money that he actually owns. If I save that person from the person who's trying to cheat him, Al Yedei Shehudan Din Emes Lamita, when a judge paskins correctly in a money matter, that is the greatest Gemilas Chesed that he could do. Now, though Shimon HaTzadik is telling us that the world can only exist on these three things, there is one of the three that is the most important, and this is told to us by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yinkam Domi, in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, and that is Torah. The Salma Torah Keneged Kulam, and that's why Rabbi Chanan explains that the Sar Shel Esav fought with Yaakov. He didn't fight with Avram, who represented Chesed. He didn't fight with Yitzchak, who represented Avoda, but rather he fought with Yaakov because the Sar Shel Esav, the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, it's all one and the same. That Malach knows that Klal Yisrael, if they'll just have Gemilas Chesed, they'll have hospitals, they'll have nursing homes. They're wonderful things, and we need it, and they're important, and the world exists on them. However, with that alone, that does not guarantee the nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. If the world will have avoda, will have beautiful shuls, as important as it is to have a makam tefillah. However, Klal Yisrael will not exist on tefillah, but rather on Torah. Torah, Klal Yisrael will exist upon Torah, and that is why the Sar Shalesev made his stand not against Avram, not against Yitzchak, but against Yaakov, who represented Ishtam Yoshev Aholim. He learned 14 years nonstop in the Yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever. That is what the Sar Shalesev tried to attack, because he knew that Torah guarantees the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. Mishnah Gimel. Antignosh Yisoichai Kibel Mishimon HaTzadik. Antignosh came from a place called Socho, which is within the Nachla of Shevet Yehuda, and he was a Talmud of Shimon HaTzadik. He received the Mesoras HaTorah from his Rebbe, Shimon HaTzadik. Hu Hoya Omer. He used to say the following, and Antignosh is speaking about mitzvah and schar mitzvah. We know that there is reward for a mitzvah in Olam Haba. And what Antignosh was telling us is that a person should not serve Hashem for reward, but rather he should do mitzvahs altruistically. He's doing it because he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who commanded him to do the mitzvahs, like a person who always tries to do the will of the person that he loves. The schar will come eventually anyway, but he's not doing it for the schar. And so we find the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes, Amud Aleph, Ashrei Ish Yoreis Hashem B'mitzvois of Chafetz Ma'oi. David tells us in Tehillim Kuf Yud Beis, and Chazal Darshan B'mitzvois of V'loi B'schar Mitzvois of, that you're doing it for the mitzvah and not for the reward of the mitzvah. And so we find in the Sifri, in Parshas Ekev, Shema Taimer, perhaps a person will say, Hareini Eloime Tar B'shul She'eya Asher, I'll learn Tar to be rich, B'shul She'ekra Rebbe, to be called a Rebbe, Mishul Shakabal Schar Olam Haba, or I should get Schar Olam Haba. So the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav, La'avos Hashem Alekecha, Kol Mash Atem Oisim L'Sasu Elam Yava. Whatever you do, you should do only from Ava. The end of the Mishnah will see, not only should you do mitzvahs for Ava, you should also do it Meyiras Hashem. And we know that we find in the Gemara that a person should do mitzvah shaloi lishma, la'olam yasek adam b'tarv mitzvah shaloi lishma, shemitach shaloi lishma bo lishma. That, and in fact, the Meforshim tell us la'olam, that the way to get to lishma is you have to start up the ladder from loy lishma, or else you'll never get to lishma. But Antignosh is telling us your goal has to be lishma. The person who la'olam yasek adam b'tarv mitzvah shaloi lishma, part of his learning or doing mitzvah shaloi lishma has to be that shemitach shaloi lishma, bo lishma. What Antignosh is stressing is the eventual goal is to get to lishma. Says Antignosh, al tiyu kavanam amisham shem sarav amanas l'kavan pras. Don't be like a servant who's serving his master in order to get pras. El havu kavanam amisham shem sarav shaloi amanas l'kavan pras. But rather you should be like a servant who serves his master just to do the will of the master out of love, not to get the reward. What is pras? The Rambam tells us that that is the reward that a person does to someone to whom he owes nothing. And the only reason that he's doing it is not because you did something to me and I owe you back, but rather I'm doing it out of chen, out of v'chesed, out of favor to you, and I'm doing it for no reason whatsoever. Even for such a reward, an unmerited reward, something that I really didn't earn, even for such a reward, a person should not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His goal should not be to serve Hashem. And then the Mishnah concludes, V'yihi Moira Shemaim Aleichem. Besides Avas Hashem, to do the mitzvahs altruistically out of love of Hashem, you should also have the fear of heaven upon you. And why is that? Because Avas Hashem will bring a person to Zrizis to quickly do a mitzvah of Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, that will bring a person to be careful not to be over on that which Hashem doesn't want him to do, the Los Ases. Ava is the idea of embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore doing his positive mitzvahs. And when someone is afraid of something, he moves back away from the item that he's afraid of, and that means it guards him from doing things that Hashem does not want him to do. We find in the Avos de Rav Nosson that Antigonus Yisachar had two Talmidim, and their names were Tzadik and Bisus. And when they heard that their Rebbe Antigonus said that don't serve Hashem for reward, they thought that their Rebbe was saying, because there is no reward in the world to come. And they said, is that possible? We know that if somebody works, he gets paid. How could you say that we're not going to get anything for our actions? And they said, we're not going to listen to the words of Chazal anymore. We're only going to listen to the Torah Shebiktav. And they started the sects of Tzedukim and by Susim. And on this we find in Hosea, Perek Gedalet, Pasuk Yud, Ki Yishorim Darkei Hashem, V'tzadikim Yelchubam, U'Poshim Yikashubam. The ways of Hashem are straight. Tzadikim go in it, and those who sin, the sinners, they will stumble in the straight paths of Hashem. In other words, that Antigonus didn't mean there is no reward. He wasn't trying to teach his Talmidim there is no reward, but rather, of course, there is reward. But your goal to perfection, to Shleimus, should not be to serve Hashem for reward, but rather to serve Hashem altruistically, not for the reward. However, since Antigonus wasn't careful with his words, it came out that these sinners sinned and made a mistake in what he was saying, and on this we're going to find later in Pirkei Avos that Chachamim hizaru b'divreichem. A Chacham has to be very careful what he says, because people could stumble and make a mistake in what he is saying. There is a famous question that's asked on a Mishnah, and that is that it seems to contradict the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that if somebody gives money to tzedakah in order that my sick son should live, or that I should get olam haba, he's a tzadik gomer. So here, Antigonus is telling us not to serve Hashem for reward, for health for a sick child, or getting olam haba, and there Bava Basra it says he's a tzadik gomer. So the Run gives a very simple answer that we know, we mentioned this in yesterday's shiur, that the Gemara in Brachas tells us that Haiman de Boil Mehevi Chasida Yasik Bemili de Avois, rather, excuse me, it's a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, that a person who wants to be a chassid should be involved in what we are learning about here in Pirkei Avos. So Avos represents Midi de Chasidus Lefne Mishur Sadin. Tzaddik is din. So therefore, if you serve Hashem and you get olam haba, you're a tzaddik, you're doing din. However, if you serve Hashem not for reward, that's the higher level of lefnim mishur hadin, that's the madrega of Avos, of Antigonus Yisachar here in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel of Perek Avos, of Chassid. So there's no contradiction between the Gemara and Bava Basra and this Mishnah in Avos. Bava Basra is tzaddik, and Avos is Chassid. There is another teretz that I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav David Kronglass, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Mashgiach of Yeshivas Ne'er Yisrael in Baltimore. He said from the Avne Meluim in the Agdama, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner says it in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos, Ruach Chaim, that we know that the question is asked, why does Hashem create the world? What does he get out of people serving him? And the answer is that Hashem is a tov and a meitiv, and therefore he has to be meitiv, he has to do good to others. So the way Hashem established the world is that we shouldn't get a free hand out of olam haba, which would be namad kesufa, bread of shame. Therefore he made a yetzer tov and a yetzer hara. We have to choose between good and evil, and there we earn our olam haba, and that's the greatest chesed that Hashem could do for us, to give us olam haba. But once we've earned it, it's a bigger chesed to give an ani a job than to give him a free handout, because he's ashamed when he gets a free handout. It comes out, say these achronim, that every time you do a mitzvah, you're doing two mitzvahs. You're doing the mitzvah of hadlakas neiris, but once you did hadlakas neiris, you're doing another mitzvah, and that is because Hashem now can give you a reward of olam haba, and that's the very purpose that Hashem created that whole world. A mitzvah means the will of God. God's will is to reward you. If you do an aveira, Hashem has to punish you, the way Hashem set up the world, with schar and onesh. And punishing you, that's against why Hashem created the world. Hashem didn't create the world to punish people, he created the world to reward people. That's the pshat of the Mishnah further in Pirkei Avos, that a person should always run after a mitzvah and run away from an avera. Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah uschar avera avera. The simple pshat is one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah, one avera leads to another avera. But according to these mefarshim, the pshat in the Mishnah over there is sheschar mitzvah mitzvah. This, when you do a mitzvah, the schar that you're going to get for that mitzvah is a second mitzvah, as we just explained. And when you do an avera of speaking lashon hara, and on that avera Hashem has to punish you, that's a second avera, because avera means against the will of God. A God does not create this world to punish people. But if you force him to punish you, that itself is against the will of Hashem. So schar avera, the onesh of an avera, is itself an avera. And now we have an answer to the kasha we asked before. This Mishnah is telling us that you shouldn't serve Hashem to get the reward of Olam Haba because you want it. Yes, the Gemara in Bava Basra is telling us, because you, Hashem, want my son to live. I don't want to rush him, for example, to die. I want him to do tshuva and live. Hashem wants to give us life. Hashem wants to give us Olam Haba. So if you do a mitzvah, you could do it because you want to get Olam Haba, or because you want to give Hashem the opportunity to give you Olam Haba. The difference is, would you do a mitzvah and then let somebody else get the reward? If it's selfish, just you should get Olam Haba, you wouldn't want to work hard and give somebody else your schar and Olam Haba. But if your whole purpose is that to enable Hashem to give you Olam Haba, then you do the mitzvah. You don't care if somebody else gets the reward of Olam Haba. So the Gemara in Bava Basra, Hareis Tzadik Gomer, is speaking about where you're doing it so that Hashem should be able to give you Olam Haba. That's a Tzadik Gomer. What Antiglish is speaking about is when you're doing it just that you selfishly should get the pras. No, you should be a person who serves the master. Shaloy Amanas L'Kabal Pras.